Stone Cold Steve Austin just cracking beers and chugging them.
Yeah, God forbid you do that now.
No, you couldn't do that. No.
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 Unless you're a savage.
You got, well, he was.
Which I am.
He is.
He was. I was talking about me, but whatever.
You are too.
Thanks, man. That sounded really reassuring. Thanks, man. I'll cheer said. Did you want to go over your favorite wrestling
icons?
Are
we recording already?
Oh, we're going.
Oh. We could keep just talking wrestling if you want. I've been watching the Vince McMahon documentary. No, we should start doing the show then.
Oh, yeah. Get to the show. God.
Hey, welcome to All Day, everybody. Lofa and I are here recording live at the Savage Brewing Tap Room in Kirkland, Washington. Cheers.
Oh, cheers again.
I am currently sampling a number 71 Savage Lager.
Yeah.
Big Waltz, he's Big
over,
Lager.
I think he's
Where
over
is
here.
He? He's yep, over he's right here. There. Shout out to Big Walt, the best to ever do it. This beer is incredible. What do you have?
One of the founders of the Legion of Boom, Cam Chancellor. 31 Savage, hazy IPA.
Yeah. That's how he left people feeling after he knocked the snot out of them coming over
haze.
The middle.
Yes.
Leaving them in that haze, man. Yeah, man. So we're here to talk about the Niners game, the Santa Clara Niners coming up here into Seattle this week. How are you feeling about that game, and are you over the Giants game yet?
Well, I feel like it's time to move on from the Giants, but we will cover that again because, no, I'm not over it.
Okay.
But I feel good going into this next one. All things withstanding, we're number one in the conference or in the division. I want to remind you guys that.
Yeah.
And
conference.
Silver line. No. Well, we're only a game out of the conference, right? Oh, wait, no. I think Minnesota might be one. I don't know. Anyways, I feel good going in this week.
Why do you feel good? Because I feel terrible.
Because as injured as we are, they might be worse.
Okay. It's a war of attrition in the NFL this year.
As it always is.
As it always is.
It always is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got them at home. You know, I hope that it's not a sea of red like it was last year, because we went to that game, partner, and it was just ugly.
Yeah, a lot of Seahawks fans might be selling their seats this season, which if you do it with Epic Seats, of course, we're into that. But sell them to Seahawks fans, everybody.
Right?
Man.
Make them prove their allegiance.
Way too many Giants fans in there last weekend. They were vocal. They were loud. You could hear them chanting, "Let's go Giants," which is what we used to do to people in other people's stadiums, not what people do to us here in Seattle. Come on.
Yeah, we're calling on the 12s.
Absolutely.
To show up and show out. We'll be there.
Let's go.
In full force. All
day. Let's go. All day. All day, every day.
Planning on getting down there at like 12? Maybe one. I don't know.
I was not nervous going into the Giants game, and I told you guys I blame myself for the loss because I should have been. It was against my nature to go into that thing confidently. Yeah. It was against every fiber of my being. But I thought, oh, I'm going to try this positivity movement that everybody seems to be trying nowadays. Yeah, we're going to annihilate them. I'm all confident. Look where that got us. So this week, I'm scared to death. Which is my normal operating procedure. I think that last week's loss does not bode well for this week's game. We had a bunch of people out for the last one. There's a ton of people on the injury report again, even though the Niners have their own injured people.
Yeah.
However, we just lost to Daniel Jones and the New York Giants with some players who balled out, but even the New York media guy we had on was saying we should dominate that game.
Pat.
So
I blame Pat.
I don't honestly know how to feel going into this Niners game. How do you guys feel out there? Make sure you're leaving comments on the video. Comment below. Like the video. You know we give away stuff to loyal members of the family here. But how are you guys feeling going into this one? The thing is, man, for me is that injuries, which is all I keep hearing, and what you hear around the league,
It
can't be an excuse, though. And it feels like, I mean, I know the team is not going to use it that way. I know the coaching staff is not going to, you know, be talking that way. But to me, it's how the fans use it as an excuse, which to me is a bit bush league.
I hear you, partner. And, it's not an excuse. It is a fact.
Uh-huh.
But The show goes on, right? Don't they say that in Hollywood?
Yeah.
The show goes on. And so next man up, you know, that's what it's got to be. And I just think even the coaching staff, they believe it too. Just got to get more. When shit hits the fan for us, partner.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Circle the wagons, hopefully.
We get creative.
Get stronger.
That too.
Lean in a little bit harder. Practice a little bit
now
harder.
I'm listening.
Study tape a little bit longer.
All right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Put in an extra rep for every set in the weight room.
Damn right.
Don't pull a hammy,
arms.
Though.
You see those arms.
Yeah, it's because I do extra reps but every time.
No, so like I said, they're going to be honest with the tape. They're gonna go back to the drawing board and just create opportunities, right? And put our best players in the best situation. And even the players that are stepping up, like you just have to do your job. I think the focus is more so than all the injuries. Everything that's taking place is we focus and control what we control, and it will be fine. Like, I really believe in the depth, and that's what I've always spoke to about this team. But it's being tested right now. I'm not going to lie.
It hasn't been good for 2 weeks in a row, though.
But out of five, we're still in first place. All right? Like, I'm
so
not.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Not going to let go of that. Not going to let go of that. Okay. That's all I'm saying. And I think if you want to get specific offensively, I'm fine with what we've been doing. We've been putting up plenty of points. Even Grubb, he had a tough day, you know, not leaning on the run, right?
Yeah.
Still 20 points, and then we were in position to force overtime, so I can't put
20
this...
points, but 7 from the defense.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right there. But we had enough points that if we do our job, and as a defender, we take pride in that. Keeping the 17 or under is what we always strive for. And now, like I said, you know, it's a decade after I played. Inflation may be a thing, even in sports. So that number could be closer to 20 or 23. But all I'm saying is we've done enough on offense. You know, it's time for the defense, like a focus on getting stops or getting turnovers. Right?
But the last game, like, did we do enough on offense in the Giants game?
We did just enough, right? And then the third facet, special teams. We give up that block.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, all right. And I know we're revisiting, you know.
It's hard not to.
It is hard not to.
It's hard not to. That one, it's as time goes on, that loss is feeling worse to me.
Well, good. I hope it really sticks with the team like that.
I hope so too, because it's not sticking with the fans. I'm telling you guys,
which is weird, right?
I'm in Seattle all week hanging out because of the way the schedule, you know, has worked its way here, to where we are playing all, like, what, 3 games in 11 days or whatever. So I'm talking to people as we're out here and hanging out and going from place to place and asking Seahawk fans how they feel. And I'm telling you, I'm running into more people who just kind of, not that they're not bothered by the Giants loss, but they're like, hey, it's going to be fine. We're all right. We got some injuries. I wasn't expecting much anyway, is something I've heard from a few Seahawk fans. What the hell is that? Are you kidding me? These are not the Seahawk fans that I know and love and have been a part of my entire life.
I'll take the blame there, right? I have a positive attitude. I like to put positivity out there, ladies and gentlemen, right? That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Overcoming adversity.
Well, I mean, there's a difference to me, though, between being positive and being sort
delusional?
Of...
delusional? Well, is that where you're going to go?
Laissez-faire, like sort of lackadaisical, sort of apathetic in a way.
See, you're using big words that I don't understand now, and I'm going to take that as offense.
I don't even know what they mean. Somebody else always writes them for me.
He reads the teleprompter, folks. But
I just, no more excuses. No injury excuses, no referee excuses. Yeah. We need to go out there and take care of business on the field. You know, the team does. Yep. I think that's what they want to do. That's what they're focused on. This schedule is brutal right now. So
one game at a time, Chief.
Yeah.
One game at a time.
Right.
And the Niners are up next.
Let's get them.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Bro, I'm telling you, they're in a worse situation than we are. Folks, like, they, like, well, he actually drafted McCaffrey.
Number one overall.
He might be in the worst situation.
Maybe this is what has me so upset. My whole season just started with the fantasy draft and has gone downhill from there.
Wait, so you said injuries can't be excused. You don't have a win yet in our fantasy league.
No, I don't.
Like,
I don't. It's not okay. I'm not even going to use injuries as an excuse.
Well, no, you're running that ship, so you tell us how we should feel.
The apathy has set in over there. All my guys are hurt. I don't feel like searching around for whoever else, and it's just an uphill battle over there. And I think I've kind of given up, to be honest.
You threw in the towel, huh?
I don't know. A little.
Wow.
I'm being honest with you.
No, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
This is a safe place.
I don't know how to get the mojo back over there. Almost every guy that I drafted just is out or on IR or...
Okay. Well, so with injuries not being an excuse, what are you going to do, partner? What are you going to do?
Probably just hope for the number one draft pick next year and start over.
But you had the number one this year.
I know. Look where it got me. Nowhere.
Oh, God.
What do we need to do to win this game?
We must protect the ball. They have a good defense. And, you know, especially what scares me the most is that front, right? And Fred Warner, that front seven, Bosa, Fred Warner, all these guys, they have a lot of weapons, just like similar to what we just saw. And that's what – but I don't know if they have somebody as strong as Dexter Lawrence. I have a whole new level of respect for that guy.
Yeah.
And just we have to at least try to stick with the run game. Even in games where it wasn't pretty and the yards per carry were down, Grubb still made them aware that we were trying to run the ball.
He needs more than four carries. Grubb said preseason that he was going to feature Kenneth Walker in this offense. That did not happen last week.
Yeah, and even if it's not canine, because, you know, everyone's on the injury report.
That's kind of got to be canine.
Sharps had that game where he had 90, right? And he was running tough and he was finding his rhythm and everything. And so, dude, just like split it up, you know, and I think the great combination you have there is when Sharps is in, he's great in protection. And so now play action does work.
Yeah.
Even if we're not super, you know, getting the yards that would threaten the defense, the awareness is there as a linebacker, me facing this offense. Like, all right, well, I know this guy can run. And, like, they will hand it to him, and he can also blitz protect. So, like, you have to play it more honest as a defender. That's all I'm saying. So just give them anything to think about that slows the defense down. That's all I was saying.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel that.
So,
I mean, the defense, though, the defense. I mean, yeah, the offense, they need to put up points, but they have been, to your point.
Yeah.
The offensive line, we know what needs to happen there. The defense, though, we got to stop somebody. I mean, the Niners only lost to the Cardinals by 1 point, but they did put up 23 points.
You know what? I'll say this. The only alarming thing about last week was that we got outplayed in the second half. That hasn't happened to date, right? We outscored the Lions, even only by a point or two or whatever, and we were still on pace to outscore the Giants, but overall we got outplayed. And that's the first time I've seen it happen the whole season. And the Niners have routinely given up leads. Like, and this is where – so remember, we looked up the scoreboard. We were all watching the game together. And we saw, like, the Niners were up on the Rams early, like, big. And I was like, oh, man, you know, bloodbath over there.
Yep.
We look up later, Rams won. They beat them. And then Cardinals did the same thing. They came back at the second half. So I think this matchup plays into our strength in terms of, and I don't know what's going on, but we need to get started faster on offense.
Right.
But I have no real worries about the offense. It's more so defensively, can we get stops? Can we get turnovers?
Yeah. Yep, that's the biggest key.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, no, I feel you. We haven't won the turnover battle. We didn't win it last week. Did we win it the week before?
I don't even think the Dolphins 24-3, we didn't even win it.
We got to get that turnover battle squared away.
And it's a different ball game if that happens. When that happens, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think one game we might have won it, but like New England maybe? I don't know. But it's pretty damn telling of like when we always go with the live, ladies and gentlemen, it's about third down percentage, which Giants were like almost 50, and we were not awesome. Turnovers, everything. It's just that was the craziest thing to me was that we scored on defense, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was a stat back in the day where if you score on defense, you're like 90% chance to win that game. I guess we were in the 10% that time.
Not if the offense doesn't do anything with it for the next 2.5 quarters or
we
more.
Had 19 plays. We got to figure that out. We at least have to buy some time for our defense to be rested. That's all I'm saying.
BetOnline.ag, everybody. BetOnline, your number one most trusted betting platform and your source for everything football. Head to the online casino once the games are over to play blackjack, all kinds of other table games. BetOnline, the game starts here. Use their mobile app or the web browser, betonline.ag, everybody. Also, Delta Airlines, sign up for 12 status at 12status.com. You get a Delta Sky Mile for every yard that the Seahawks throw for this season, no matter who is throwing the ball. And no matter whether your next flight is on Delta or not, you might as well get Sky Miles. So go to 12status.com, and it takes like under a minute to sign up. 12status.com, and thanks to our friends at Delta. On this episode, we have Evan Giddings sitting down. Evan is a host on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area.
Ooh.
I mean, I shouldn't assume that he's in San Francisco since the team doesn't play in San Francisco either. You know what I mean?
In the Bay, though.
He could be.
Getting hyphy.
Then again, he could be doing radio in, like, Wyoming, just talking about the Niners.
Well, let's ask him.
Since with Niners stuff.
Bring him on.
They apparently don't have to be in San. How many times do you think I can call them Santa Clara before he corrects me?
I'm pretty sure he's going to do it as soon as he gets on.
You think so?
Let him on the show.
I think I'll get at least two or three in there.
No.
I'm going to try. All right. Let's talk to him.
The 49ers are going to find a way to walk this bad boy off 24-21.
I love the alliteration.
Yeah.
A toxic tilt on Thursday night. Sounds like a WWF thing.
Toxic tilt on Thursday.
Lofa, score prediction, my friend.
Well, that's not going to happen. Let me tell you how it's really going to go, Evan. So you guys are going to jump out to a cute little lead. And the little receipt of red is going to go wild. And you guys will probably be up like 14-3 or 14-7. But then where you guys start to decline and we start to thrive is going to intersect in the second half. And that is where we win 24-19.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know how it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Could be a couple. Yeah, it's what it was.
That sounds entertaining.
Maybe some safeties. Maybe a field goal. Who knows?
I'm into this.
But 24-19.
Now, Lofa, you know, and I, it might be that time of the season already for us.
3-2? Where are you going?
Well, you know it's going to be a strange score just because it always is. It's never something clean. But also, I've been picking us to win every week and confidently. And then that hasn't gone so well the last 2 weeks.
Oppo for Taco.
Is it time to go Oppo and get out of homer mode just to change? I mean, you guys... No, yeah. I'm not actually picking against the Seahawks. I mean, I would be.
Switch up the Juju Smith-Schuster.
However, should I?
Switch up the bad Juju.
Oh, man. I can't pick the Santa Clara Niners.
Reverse devil tongue. Devil tongue it.
No.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You can if it's going to help us.
I don't think I could do it. If this was a non-division game, I think I could do it. I don't think I can do it. It's not that time yet. I'm going to have to pick my Hawks in this one, even though I am nervous about it. Give me the Seahawks 17, Niners 13.
Ooh. Wow.
How about that?
Okay. Real barn burner.
Yeah.
A defensive showcase. Also, maybe one of our touchdowns is a defensive touchdown again.
I'm in for that.
Oh, I would love that. Pick six.
Yeah, and hopefully we win and go back to the 90%, not the 10%.
Okay.
Knowing both teams, it'll probably be a special teams touchdown.
Well, we had one of those last week. I don't know if you caught the end of our game.
Oh, I did.
Not we had one. We gave one up.
Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not awesome, Evan.
Evan, thanks for your time, man. You guys can find Evan, 95.7, the game down there in the Bay Area on the Steiny and Guru show. Evan, enjoy the game and the sunshine.
I'll try to. Really appreciate it, boys. It was a lot of fun, so thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, man, headlines around the league.
Yeah.
As we sit here today, Robert Saleh of the New Jersey Jets has been fired or relieved of his duties, however you want to say it. And the report is that they had to have security escort him out of the building. I don't think angrily. It's just maybe they were walking next to him, which they didn't do to the last guy. So what the hell happened in New Jersey with Robert Saleh?
I don't know. I know Robert Saleh very personally, played for him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What happened?
I didn't see anything that warranted this, especially this early in the season. But, and look, this isn't a shot at the Jets, right? But when was the last time they were relevant? Was it Rex Ryan era, right? Who I thought did a hell of a job, and they showed him the door.
Yeah.
And it's like, do they know what they're doing over there? Like, I don't know. I can't say that they do.
It's a very sort of bizarre situation to me because it felt like, at least as this season began, he was finally getting what he needed to have, which is a starting quarterback who's obviously Aaron Rodgers has done what Aaron Rodgers has done, and could he stay healthy? And it seems like he's been healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they haven't been playing great, but last year that defense was so strong. I mean, obviously one of the strongest in the league, and it felt like all they needed was the offense to match. I mean, it's only been 5 games.
Yeah.
This is his third season, I think, going into his third season.
Yeah.
But like I said, the previous 2 seasons, I don't think we can really hang a lot on him, but it seems like with what they did today, they're kind of hanging it on him.
Yeah, but there's been several organizations that have fired 2 or 3 coaches, and they've been paying 2 or 3 coaches out of, like, the next 5, 6 years. So I don't know if this was a rash decision or how it came about, but it seems very weird.
How much did Rodgers have to do with it, possibly? They had a couple weird things in back-to-back weeks. There was the chest shove versus the hug moment on the sideline. And then the next week, Saleh had something to say about Rodgers' cadence, and then Rodgers fired back, and then Saleh kind of apologized, and then now this week he's fired. So, I mean, well, you know him. Like, what's he like?
Did he have a role in it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. Like, yeah.
I don't believe a quarterback that's 41 years old. I think he's maybe 40. He might be a year younger than me. You know, that really is at the tail end of his career. Is he really going to go and say, hey, if this guy's out, like, we'll win? But if that's what happened, well, it will be decided. We'll see. We'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think any organization, like, if that was the case, Tom Brady would have stayed in New England. Like, that's what would have happened, right? Like, if anybody has that much power and control, or even Peyton.
Is it strange to see the head coach get shown the door, but none of the coordinators and, you know, at the same time? I mean, it's just, they're like, this guy, clearly they think that removing him will solve some of their problems.
No, I think it's a business decision at the end of the day. Like, if we go forward and honor the contract, like, right, and let's say they do correct course and then carry on and like go to the playoffs. Well, now it's time for an extension. And if you don't, the fans are going to be like, what the hell are we doing? Right? Because I don't know what his contract, like, so.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of information that's missing from my vantage point to actually give a proper perspective on this. But I'm just saying the common factor has been the Jets. In a lot of decision-making that has not gone correctly. So that's where I'm going to leave that one.
Yeah. I didn't have him down on my bingo card as being the first coach shown the door this year.
No.
I mean, they haven't been playing great, but I'm, you know.
But still, what, 2-3?
Surprised by this one.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. 2-3. Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know where to go next. What other headlines are there around the league? The Commanders continue to roll. Jaden Daniels looks like the offensive rookie of the year in a runaway.
Maybe even MVP.
Yeah.
At this rate.
Yeah.
He's doing shit that nobody else has done before.
However, their defense isn't as stout as you would think for a team that's, you know, just rattling off these wins, but they just score a lot of points.
Stout, brother? Up until last week, I think they were ranked last.
Which okay, I was trying to be nice.
Which was a surprise, right? You know, I keep tabs on them just because I like to, you know, guy by the name of Bobby Wagner.
That's
maybe
why
you've heard of him.
I was trying to be a bit respectful.
Yeah.
You know, they got a chance to turn
always
it
out
around
there doing his thing, Thizzle. But they put up, what, I think 34-13. They won the last game. And it's just, you can't help but be impressed. But again, I just bring it back to when the same organization was asking a young Robert Griffin to do the same thing and put the organization on his back and run and throw. Not just, you know, throw, but using his legs. And we saw how that ended. And Robert was a bigger athlete that could withstand more of the tackle. So I just hope they, the Commanders, or Jaden doesn't put himself in that position to have a bad injury, because just one injury, half of the game plan's out the window, right?
No, I feel you. What else is going on around the league you've been looking at?
The game last night? So, yeah, I think
Saints, Chiefs.
Chiefs, right?
Yep.
Pretty surprised with the Saints. I think they have a good little ball club. The big guy, I don't know who he is. He caught an interception.
Like, oh,
one-handed.
Yeah, the big man interception.
On the one-yard line.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking took off. And I was like, there's no way. That guy must have played a skilled position back in the day before he just got massive. And then the commentators, a series or two later, they're like, oh, yeah, he was like one of the top tailbacks in the state. Like, and
it was a thick pick.
Oh, dude. Yeah. You could see it, though. You could see it, though. Like, in his – he switched the ball to the arm, high and tight, took off. Didn't get as much knee lift as he probably used to when he was a tailback. You know, this was, you know, a couple meals ago. Big dude. Big, strong. But, I mean, you love to see the big guys get some love. So,
yeah, man.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool to see. But the Chiefs, though, they just continue to roll and be consistent and just put up more points than the other guys and win the game and move on.
Well,
home.
That's
just another Chiefs victory with some fun, exciting plays where the tight end's handing the ball off and they're drawing up plays in the dirt and just having a ball.
Well, no, there's no drawing up plays in the dirt. Anybody watching out there, like, and I doubt any NFL teams are watching, Travis Kelce, when Patrick Mahomes moves, Travis Kelce's going to be sitting right in the middle of the fucking field and people leave him wide ass open like that. Like, that's the one thing that I can't believe is when Mahomes just takes off, where does he look? And you're not supposed to throw the ball late over the middle. It's the only time it's open is against the Chiefs. I don't understand it.
Well,
and it's always Kelce.
It's the way the NFL wants it.
It's scripted.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Right. Everybody's in on it.
Someone just tripped. Oh, my
God. Big time conspiracy.
I fell down.
Do you have any more Kelce fatigue this week than you did a few weeks ago when I asked you and you didn't have any? Are you getting it yet?
Nope.
You're not?
Love that he balled out.
I'm starting to get it.
Even Juju Smith?
No, I'm on Kelce.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. Kelce fatigue.
No.
Every time he does anything, they mention it. He leaves a simple block. Oh, Kelce, what an incredible I mean, he gets more love for doing mundane things than any other player in the entire league. You're not sick of hearing his name?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll keep checking back
in. Or his brother. Big fan of the brother, too. Jason.
I'm less sick of Jason than I am Travis.
Well, Jason was on the pregame show.
Yeah, no, I know. Oh, okay. And he's funny in the commercials, and I'm saying I don't mind him.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Travis just handing off the ball. Okay.
I mean, kid does it all.
Yeah.
But Juju Smith had like $120. Might want to pick him up on the waiver wires, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying.
Nah, I've given up.
No. With all the receivers out, I thought that was a very, when what was it? I forget where. Was he in New England? He got cut or whatever. And
yeah,
Kansas City brought him right back. Because why? He's a smart veteran that instinctually knows what in the pockets. Even one, he chip blocked and then exited out. I don't know where the corner was going. He was reaching back for a deep over that was not coming. And then all of a sudden, Juju catches one for 20 and then goes another 20. And then he has another one over the middle. Cover the middle of the field against the Chiefs. That's all I'm saying.
That's a good suggestion.
All I see is wide open guys in the middle of the field. And Travis Kelce should never be wide open in the middle of the field.
The Deep Over Cometh is one of my favorite novels.
The what?
The Deep Over Cometh.
Is that a football story?
No, it's just a joke.
Oh.
Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thank you to Savage Brewing for allowing us to hang out here in this beautiful tap room in Kirkland, Washington. Come find them. Come see our guy, Ethan. Look at him back there.
Give us the jersey.
Say hi to Ethan.
The back. Turn around.
Come try the Big Malt Lager. The Big Malt.
Yep, Big Malt.
The Big Malt Jones.
Come into the house, you say his name right.
Number 71 right here. Of course, we've got the 51 Savage Pilsner, West Coast Pilsner, right here in the middle.
West and Side. Then
the Hazy IPA. The number 31 for Bam Bam Cam.
Maybe you've heard
right
of them.
Right there, everybody. Come down and check them out. Thank you to our sponsors, EpicSeats.com, Delta Airlines, Simply Seattle, and BetOnline.ag. Enjoy the Niners game. Sell your tickets to Seahawk fans and Seahawk fans only.
Go to the game. But if you sell your tickets, go through Epic Seats.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry.
Right.
To the game.
I mean, come 12s. To the game. Yeah. Yeah, we need this one. Hands in the middle, everybody. Let's break it down. Beers in the middle.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for commenting.
Yep.
Thank you for joining the family. What are we doing this one to? Beat Santa Clara on three. Santa Clara on me. He never called me out, by the way. I snuck in a lot of them.
He did, but the microphone was muted.
You guys notice that? I got a lot of them in.
Beat Santa Clara.
One, two, three. Beat Santa Clara.